come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Is it 4 o'clock yet?
It's almost there.
Oh, good.
Time goes by fast when you're having fun.
Can I order a pizza so it can be ready at 4:02?
No, I'm on break right now. I don't really make pizzas while I'm on the radio.
You don't make pizza when you're making pizza. Well,
when I break hard, Randy.
Interesting show today.
Yeah, what do you got?
Well, first, I'm surprised you didn't start with...
Oh, Caleb's late again?
No, I don't think Caleb's coming today.
Absent?
He's absent.
Did he have a hall pass?
He has an excused absence.
Oh.
He's waiting for a phone call.
Are your excused absences based on weight and height?
No.
Fear?
No.
Like worried about him beating you into the ground if you say no?
No. Not worried about any of that.
Because I never get a day off.
You, first of all, you cried you were sick one day.
Oh, well, that's true.
Then you cried you got lost somewhere.
And remember the paper cut of 08.
Right.
That was a tough year.
The major paper cut. Scheduled for today's show, we're going to Alex out today. So
Alex Kappa.
No. I spoke to Alex today.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I can't tell you what was said, but...
Can you smell the jock strap or the jock itch or what do they call it in the locker room? That stench of football seasons upon us, like camp is starting up and it just smells like NFL football season.
Scheduled to be on today's program, Great White is coming on, Alex Morano. Alex Perez will be on, Drew Dober, Don Tail Mays. And then I just think this is funny just because of what happened when we were in Vegas. Colin Hay will be on.
Okay.
Do you know who Colin Hay is?
I do know who Colin Hay is.
Who is Colin Hay?
He's a singer.
From?
The Men with Hats.
Men with Hats. So. It's Men at Work. It's Men at Work is the name of the group.
Men with Hats.
No, I screwed up and said Men with Hats.
Well, Men with Hats is a great name.
I know. I think there is a group called Men Without Hats.
Oh, well, that's not very fun.
So, yeah, Colin will be on, so that should be pretty pretty cool as well.
Well, we both have a hat on, so we'll fit right in.
I always
unlike,
have
Unlike Captain have Kelly over here.
Bucks opened up camp.
Yes. Be excited?
No. I'm not excited. Why would I be excited?
I don't know. It's football.
It's hot.
It's hot.
You know, you go out there, you sit there, and you watch.
Why don't they play in a dome like the Rays? Why don't they have an indoor facility?
They do have an indoor facility.
Oh, looking great.
But they don't use it.
But why is it hot?
Well, because they don't use it.
Well, why don't they use it?
They only use it when the weather dictates to go inside. Because, in case you haven't driven down Del Mabry in, I don't know, the last 300 years, it's an opened arena stadium on Del Mabry.
Yeah.
So they practice in this because they're going to play in this.
Is Gronk still on the side of the building at that big Raymond James building?
I don't know.
Have they pulled it down?
I'm being told no, but... I wonder what that sold for.
Oh, like the 55-foot-tall Gronk poster.
Could you imagine the building? You'd have to lay it sideways along your bingo board.
Well.
You could do that.
Maybe if it's still for sale.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know nothing about nothing. I may go on Monday.
To
the Bucks.
Okay.
Non-credentialed, and I don't want to say as a fan because I'm not that either, but I may go out there because it's...
Open tryout?
It's a salute to the veterans.
Oh.
And so I've always been there.
Because I'm available for tryouts.
You're an idiot.
I can go. I got nothing else to do.
You know, even when Caleb's not here, he's better than you.
That's not true.
It's 1,000%
true. That's not true. So my question is,
Kelly might be taking over your seat here real soon.
Kelly hasn't said a word yet.
And I prefer that.
But going back to the Raymond James, why would they practice on the field? Doesn't that tear the field up and makes it look... ugly on TV.
Even when you try not to be stupid.
I'm asking a serious question. They should practice somewhere else and then keep the field gameplay. So it's nice.
Starting tomorrow, I'm taking applications to replace you.
the Lambeau Field just hosted the first soccer match. And they, all they did was just tear up the field for when the Packers come.
I should just let you just keep rambling your stupidity.
And the Packers, unfortunately, have been eliminated from the 2022 playoffs already. So, sorry to all the Packer fans.
I should just let him just continue being an idiot. You are a buffoon.
How cool is that, though? They just had soccer in Lambeau Field.
They have had soccer at Raymond James all the time.
But they haven't had it in Lambeau. It was the first time. 78,000 in attendance.
All part owners.
Cheeseheads.
All right. I'm sure you know because you can't be this stupid.
Okay. Oh, I can.
You can. They have practiced at Raymond James before. They're not practicing there now. They're at One Buck.
Okay.
And they practice outside because you want to get used to the hell weather that's here. The heat, the sun, the rainstorms, you know, all that kind of stuff. But when it gets bad, they all run in undercover under that big bubble that they built.
Well, since this is, we were talking about football, and I segue to football, I was setting you up for a Grammatica kick through the uprights. It's good!
I don't want to talk much about
that. Why?
Because it's my name and reputation on the line.
Just got announced.
It just got announced, but I had a whole lot to do with it.
Well, I didn't say you didn't. I was just saying. I was setting you up.
So, Martine has already said, I'm not sure whether to thank you or not. Andrew, who was here, one of the partners of the Tampa Bay Strikers, has said, I don't know whether to thank you yet. They both said, I'm going to thank you now. We'll reevaluate this down the road.
It's all based on performance.
Well, it was a no-brainer not to have Martine Grammatica involved. Now, as head coach, as marketing, as GM, as something, you know, obviously he's going to be involved in selecting both teams, but he's going to have other coaches, you know, that'll be involved. And I think it's perfect. One of his other companies has already come on board as a sponsor. It's all good things for Martine and Andrew over at the Tampa Bay Strikers.
And where will they play?
They're going to play at Raymond James.
Perfect. And they're going to play in the arena.
They're not. They're
playing at the arena. It's arena football, but they practice at Raymond James so they can tear up that field and keep the arena one nice.
Again, idiot. They're going to practice at the Yingling Center, which is where they're going to play out at USF. Why would they practice on a football field that length for indoor soccer?
Why did Caleb Mo sign up for football and now he's a first-round draft pick?
Because she signed him up for football, and he wasn't a first-round draft pick. But he was a draft pick. God, if the next hour and a half is going to go like this. We
covered a lot of ground already.
Yeah, we're done. Everything that we wrote down note-wise, you know, we are done. I want to talk about a Twitter post that I saw. You were giving somebody, you know, crap about J.J. Watt. So there was a Twitter post that I saw. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the BKFC that happened on Saturday.
Yes.
We'll talk about that. UFC this weekend, a huge card and a huge main and co-main event. We'll talk about all of that. But when we come back, we're going to head out to Texas, Dallas, Texas, as we get ready for UFC 277. And we will be speaking to both Alexes coming up soon. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
She's simply awesome.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Tom Arnold for the Best Dad Sports Show, period, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for our 19th annual Tuxes and Tales. This Black Tie Gala will be hosted at the Tampa Convention Center on October 8th from 5:30 p.m. till midnight and will feature adoptable pets, a silent auction, a cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, an after party with cigars and dancing along the Riverwalk, and much more. Tickets and sponsorship are still available at www.tuxestales.com. tampa.com. Come show your support for homeless animals in Tampa Bay while you dine and dance all night.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call him at 727-290-9873.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I'm Kevin Hazlett. As a prosecutor, I faced down human traffickers and drug cartels. I was threatened, even followed. But you can't seek justice if you're looking over your shoulder. In Congress, I won't be intimidated by the left or open border Republicans. The Washington cartel wants amnesty. I'll say no. They do nothing as fentanyl floods our streets. I'll fight to finish the wall. The cartels won't like this act. I'm Kevin Hazlett, and that's why I approved it.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tam Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Chris Sims from the Tampa Bay Bucks, and you're talking with Randy Harris, baby.
All right, so they've been advertising the main event for this weekend, UFC 277, as the biggest upset in the history of the UFC.
Not true.
It's not true.
Like GSP, St. Pierre.
GSP
versus Sierra. Matt Serra.
Matt Serra.
That's got to be the biggest upset in the history of the world. Buster Douglas.
Yeah, not of the world.
It's Buster Douglas beating Mike Tyson.
That the GSP Matt Serra is the biggest upset in the history of the UFC.
I agree.
They used to say that Holly Holm beating Ronda Rousey was the, and which it wasn't.
I don't think so.
Well, a lot of people predicted Holly Holm. One happens to be sitting at the table.
Oh. Kelly, you knew that already?
Kelly must have pulled that out.
Good job, yeah. Buddy. Good job.
He was able to. The only thing that I wished was that I was a gambler.
Yeah?
Because I want to say it was like stupid. I mean, stupid odds.
Now, speaking
14, of, 15, 1600.
Speaking of gambling, did you play into the Mega Ball last night?
No. What does that even mean?
Well, it means it rolled over. The Mega Millions is now over $1 billion. Friday night. For you can either pay a $10 raffle ticket for a veteran charity, or you can take $10 and try to win $1 billion.
That's a tough call.
Which one do you do?
I don't know. It's a tough call. I got to be honest, even with Kelly sitting here.
Because a veteran is a guaranteed. Like, you're definitely going to get veterans out on the water.
You are going to help veterans.
So the emotional connection is great. But if you want $1 billion, you could do everything for veterans.
Exactly. That's the way that you have to sell it to Kelly and to everybody else. If I were to win, I would at least double the $10 I would have given you for the jersey.
Minus taxes. Don't forget the luxury tax. According to Caleb, they're entertainers. They get paid tax 50% of their paycheck.
That's what he said.
So you'd only get $500 million.
All right. So we'll talk more about that. We'll talk more about a lot of things. Right now, let's get started with this weekend's UFC 277. Let's head out to Texas and welcome Alex Morano. Alex, how are you?
Hey, guys. What's going on, man? Doing very well.
We appreciate your time. So this is going to be your 30th pro fight week, and I think it's, 16th in the UFC. Are they all the same? Is fight week all the same?
No. I mean, it's funny. During COVID at the Apex, they were actually all the same, but this is my first fight back with a live crowd. I'm super happy to be doing it in Dallas. I actually train up here a lot, so it's always a heavy martial arts energy drive for me. You know, I'm out of Houston, And no, you know, I fought in Japan, you know, fought in Canada, fought in Vegas a bunch, but I always loved fighting in Texas.
Well, it's funny because the next thing that my follow-up, and you know, people always say, you know, not all the time, but it's like, send me your questions. And I always say, well, I can't send the questions because I don't know how you're going to answer the question before. And my next one that I had written down is, your last couple fights have been at the Apex. How different do you have to get, like, emotionally ready for that emotional walk inside a full arena with screaming crowds?
You know what? I was actually just talking to one of my friends about this the other day. You know, you could offer, you know, a bunch of prize money or like danger, and it's hard to make fights any more extreme than they already are. Like, whether there's a crowd or not, you just got to get so hyper focused on the actual fight. It's hard to deal with any distractions, because if you split your focus for just a second, that's how you get caught. So no, for me, it's extra energy, but no extra pressure, because if you're not in that fight 100%, you're going to have a rough night.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because, you know, during, you know, COVID and the Apex, some fighters, you know, have said, you know, I love fans, but I don't care if they're there because I don't hear them. I try to block them out. So, you know, it's kind of ironic that's how you answered that.
Yeah, and you know what? I didn't mind not fighting in front of fans, you know, in the beginning, but my most prolific victory in MMA was I took a short notice fight against Cowboy, and I got right. The first round finish, and like once the dust settled and the adrenaline wore off, I was like, you know what, that would have been cool to do in front of a roaring arena. But you know, I was very happy that the UFC was able to continue to put on shows and pay the fighters during such a weird time, you know, in our society's history. So I was grateful, and I'm excited to fight in front of a crowd again.
And how different that possibly could have gone. And I'm sure you don't know this. I've covered the UFC since the very first one. So, you know, I've seen a lot. I've been to a lot. You know, so I know that there's, you know, it's possible to walk in, you know, as the heel. And then by how the fight turns out, you know, the cheer of leaving, that would have been a fight since it is Cowboy. I'm sure that he would have gotten all the cheers, and then with how you came back and how you won that fight, you know, turned possibly boos into cheers in front of a crowd could have been, you know, really cool.
Yeah, that would have been a nice experience. And I'll tell you, maybe my favorite memory of, you know, fighting in the UFC is I had walked out first, so I was waiting in the octagon, and the classic Kid Rock Cowboy song came on as Cerrone walked out, and I was just, like, kind of fanboying out, even though I was about to fight the guy. So that was a fun experience. Had I not been the one fighting him, I would have been the guy cheering for him as well.
You know, talk about that, because, you know, I've told a lot of fighters how it still, you know, just throws me how somebody can be, you know, calm and cool and friendly and hanging out. And just that, it's like a light switch. And you go from being that calm to, you know, now you're a killer getting ready to fight. So talk us through that, how, you know, you're standing there enjoying it. And then is it just a switch, like, hey, I got to turn it off? This is the guy I'm about to fight?
So, like anything, with practice, it becomes a bit easier. Like, when I was an amateur, I was always a nervous wreck and was real giddy. But after experiencing it, you know, a dozen times, two dozen times, more than that, it becomes pretty easy to deal with. And also, you know, when that fighter is walking out and they're eyeballing you, it gets pretty easy to make it personal and make it ugly quick.
And turn the switch.
Yes, that's right.
Hey, Alex, so look, we know fighter pay is always on the forefront of the UFC, you know, with criticism from all areas, but you've taken your financial future into your own hands, and you have the NFT, the Penguin Fight Club, your own NFT. So talk about the crypto awesome. Market and the NFT, and how can people get involved with it?
Oh, man, that's funny. I know crypto's taken quite a hit. Thankfully, we didn't invest too much. And I have a very successful and very intelligent older brother, and he was all about Bitcoin, I don't know how many years ago, but I remember during Thanksgiving, he was giving a full speech about how he should invest, and we didn't believe him, and that was a few years back. So, of course, I jump on the bandwagon as soon as it's at its peak, and then it drops down a bit. But, yeah, that's a fun kind of market to tap into. Definitely wait for a bit of a bounce back. But, I mean, it's cool. I think when I run my gym in Houston, I am not upset with my fighter pay whatsoever. I'm 5 contracts deep. So it's nice to be able to dabble in a little bit of different investments and not get too heartbroken if your return isn't crazy profitable, you know.
And with your gym being in Texas, is that the Woodlands
it's
Center?
Woodlands, right?
The Woodlands, right?
Correct. It's Gracie Baja, the Woodlands. I started training there as a teenager, white belt, and now I own and run the place as the head instructor black belt.
So I want to send you over to my buddy's restaurant, my buddy RC. He's on the U.S. National Pizza team. He owns RC's New York Pizza in the Woodlands. I'm the guy who invented the pizza diet. So RC and I are great friends. So when you're done with this fight, you want to go in there, dinner's on me.
Hey, man, I actually get pizza from there all the time, especially when I'm like hosting fights. They have something called a grandma's pie, and I know that sounds weird, but it's like almost like deep dish style, like margarita style with the olive oil and the basil. And man, it's awesome. I love that place. They make great pizza.
Well, when you win on Saturday, I'll call RC and we'll do a celebratory pizza for you when you get back.
And when you walk in there, and then Alex, when you walk in there and you say Matt's name and they look at you like, we have no idea what you're talking about.
Run.
Text me and let me know.
Run that. Real fast. Run hard.
Cool. Okay, I will do that.
give me your thoughts on your opponent for Saturday night.
Yeah, I know guys like him. He's like respectful. He's quiet. And I know the work ethic of the type of person. And I know that man works hard. This is going to be a very tough fight. He's got power in his hands. And this is one of those fights I just got to use my experience and my skill set to try to beat him everywhere. And this is going to be a tough one. But I trained extra hard and super prepared and just can't wait to go in there and use my martial art.
How much video, tape, all that kind of stuff do you watch? Does your team watch? Or like I typically ask, it doesn't even really matter about the opponent. It matters what you're going to do on Saturday.
So, yeah, that's true. I've learned in the past to play to my own strengths and not, like, put an opponent on a pedestal. But it is nice to know, you know, the style, the rhythm and everything. And I watch as much tape as I can find. And I actually don't miss UFC fights. So I remember watching his fights, like, live, thinking I would get matched up with him one day. And yeah, so I don't look too much into it. You know, I know he's made his improvements and he's made some whatever changes. But no, I give my guys the 1% talk. If you can do anything in life to increase your chance to win by 1%, you have to do it. And if you do 10 or 20 things like that, then you're looking at a real difference in your win percentage.
Yeah, absolutely. When you watch all these fights, are you able to watch as a fan, or are you always watching whether it could be a potential matchup or it could be a matchup for, you know, a friend or a teammate or whatever? Can you do it, you know, for fun, or is it always work?
No, I do this always for fun. I tell my students all the time, I'm like, hey, if you guys aren't having fun training, then stop. Like, if you're not having fun living the fight life and competing locally and going for the weight cuts, then stop, because no one's making you do it. So anytime I do feel like a little run down from training, I always try to take a look from the outside perspective. And I know there's people who have jobs that they don't particularly like. And, you know, I get to train with my friends all day and exercise and share techniques and teach and even, you know, build the next generation of martial artists teaching the kids. So I'm always very grateful and appreciative of living the martial arts life. And no, it's never worked for me. It's always fun.
Well, when I ask that question, and I kind of explain it as I'm a licensed judge, a licensed MMA judge in the state of Florida, and if I wanted to just enjoy the fight, I will purposely look away for like 10 seconds. Because then when I look back, I feel like I can't tell you who won the round because I didn't watch all 3 or 5 minutes, depending on whether it was an amateur or a pro fight. So by doing it, I can enjoy it. I can watch it differently than when I'm watching it as a judge.
Oh yeah, I would imagine so. And then when I'm watching tape and getting the skills down, the stats down, then that is effectively doing groundwork. But you know, and when you're judging, that's your job. You got to make sure you don't make any mistakes. So there's a difference there. But no, yeah, I couldn't agree more, man. I love watching fights. Everyone asks me if I have any hobbies or interests outside of training, and my answer is really no. The only sport I follow is MMA, and my only hobby is training. So it makes it easy.
Very good stuff. And finally, Alex, what can the fans expect to see when you get back in there and the gate closes on Saturday night?
Yeah, just expect a banger of a fight. It's really no secret when it comes to my style. I'm going to stand and strike. Usually my opponents do the same thing. So just expect a great fight. We got the featured prelim spot right before the main card, which I was very grateful for. So my plan is to deliver and just put on a master class of mixed martial arts.
Good stuff. We cannot wait. Thank you for your time. What?
Alex, I'm talking to RC right now. He said that when you come in after your win, if you want to bring a photo, he'll gladly put it on the wall. He wants to promote you and make sure that Houston wins on Saturday.
Man, that is awesome. I will do that.
And again, for coming on, we're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as some really cool food from Right to Trek. Thank you for your time, and have fun on Saturday night.
Cool. Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right, take care. That is Alex Morano gets back in the Octagon Saturday night, and then he's going to go get not only pizza, not only good pizza, but free pizza.
It's better than my pizza.
Well, that doesn't take much.
I've competed against RC at the national championships.
I got bad news for you.
What's that?
I got bad news for you.
What do you got?
I will break bad news regarding your pizza when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Eric Moles with the Buffalo Bills, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for our 19th annual Tuxes and Tales. This Black Tie Gala will be hosted at the Tampa Convention Center on October 8th from 5:30 p.m. till midnight and will feature adoptable pets, a silent auction, a cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, an after party with cigars and dancing along the Riverwalk, and much more. Tickets and sponsorship are still available at www.tuxestailstampa.com. Come show your support for homeless animals in Tampa Bay while you dine and dance all night.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070. Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
I'm Kevin Hazlett. As a prosecutor, I faced down human traffickers and drug cartels. I was threatened, even followed. But you can't seek justice if you're looking over your shoulder. In Congress, I won't be intimidated by the left or open border Republicans. The Washington cartel wants amnesty. I'll say no. They do nothing as fentanyl floods our streets. I'll fight to finish the wall. The cartels won't like this ad. I'm Kevin Hazlett, and that's why I approved it.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brooks Robinson, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
And you are back. This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live from Tampa Bay Pizza.
They never left. We're back. You said you are back.
Well, yeah, you're back.
No, we're back.
Oh, you're back.
They're back.
I'm telling them where they are.
They were already here.
In case they were lost.
All right, so I got some bad news for you.
What's the bad news for me?
So, Caleb's buddies.
Yes.
From, I don't even know how you pronounce this, Ketona. I think it's Ketona.
Ketona?
K-E-T-O-N-I-A.
Is that a city?
So they sent me some of their keto food.
Okay.
Ketona
makes sense.
I hate to tell you this. Their keto pizza was good.
Well, you like keto.
I do like it.
No, carbohydrates don't agree with you.
I understand, and I can separate the two. Obviously, pizza, your pizza, is better than any keto pizza there is.
For sure. But for keto pizza, it's not bad.
But this keto, I liked, and you know, I'll never say anything I don't believe. It may not be true. Okay, I've always said it that way. It may not be true, but it's something I believe. This keto pizza, it was pepperoni keto pizza, is better than any frozen pizza, which is real pizza, that I've gotten at a grocery store.
Wow.
And that's true. And so they're going to send some more, and I want to bring one in just so you can try it.
I will try it.
Because I'm telling you, it all came down to the bread, to the crust.
Sure.
And the crust wasn't bad. It you know, sometimes you got to force it to eat it.
Yeah.
You know, you're trying to do keto. I'm not going to. This pizza was good.
So going back 12 years ago when I did the pizza diet, there was a chain that was prevalent called Pizza Fusion, and they were an all-organic pizzeria. I mean, they had recycled tables and recycled napkins and no sugar in their sodas. I mean, it was so extreme. And when you ate it, you're like, wow, that was really good for organic pizza. But when it came time to craving your next meal, you never crave that kind of food, right? You never like, oh my God, I got to go get that organic pizza again. So keto is kind of in that same category.
Yeah.
So if there's a product that you actually crave,
right,
that is good for you,
yeah,
I am excited to try as well.
Yeah, no, it's it was good.
And I have to announce.
Let me tell you how good it was. You ready how good it was?
How good was it?
My wife liked it.
Oh, she likes a lot. She's not that picky. She likes you.
Well,
yes. So her judgment's a little suspect.
What? What?
No, but I have a new favorite fighter.
Good.
Would you like to take a guess of which BKFC fighter is now my best friend, BFF, even more best friend than DJ Tony?
I have a new favorite fighter as well. Not okay. BKFC-wise.
Okay.
But go ahead. No, no idea.
Rick Caruso, Slick Rick. So when Dave Portnoy from Barstool Sports went to West Virginia and was talking crazy mad smack about how podunk the town was and how terrible the lady was and how the city was awful, he was in the background calling him out, got banned from the arena from the Rough and Rowdy, was arrested for trying to fight Portnoy. Oh. And I was like, you are my dog. So now
he is your favorite.
So now I have a new dog. That's my guy.
You know who my favorite is now?
No.
Meatball Molly.
What? Meatball Molly? What's that?
You don't know who Meatball Molly is?
No, but it sounds delicious.
Oh, my God.
I put that on the menu.
I don't even know how to respond sometimes. You are just a moron.
Unique.
Meatball Molly taking over the MMA world along with Patty the Batty.
Patty the Batty's, yeah. He's and he made a political statement about suicide.
Yeah,
or like,
well, that's not political.
Using his platform to bring awareness.
That's not political.
Do you like when athletes
absolutely.
Do that?
Yeah. Absolutely. And to be honest, I think that made Patty the Batty look human. Not, you know, because he's come off a little weird and he says he's weird. But, you know, leading up to that plea when a friend of his committed suicide, you know, there's the people that really love him, and then there's those people that really dislike him just because of his outspokenness and his brash and everything about him. But I think that made him human. And I think a lot of people that were on the fence about his demeanor and about his cockiness and about whatever, and I'll be honest, I'm one of them. You know me. You can be brash and I like you, and you can be brash and I don't.
Sure.
You know, but him doing that in the plea and the tears, which were, in my opinion, 1,000% genuine, and it was a friend of his and him speaking out, I liked it. You know, I definitely liked it a lot. That's not political. Not that I have a problem if you're political, but him coming out, and it's true. You know, males sometimes think they're, you know, this, you know, hard and, you know, I can't and, you know, I don't cry. And if you need help, ask for it.
No, I think it's obvious. I mean, we have 22 veterans a day is the number, right? Is that, Kel? Like 22 veterans a day take their own life.
And I stick with, and I'll say this in front of Kel. You know me. If I believe it, I'm going to say it, and I don't care who it offends us or whatever. I have a problem when people commit suicide.
Right.
You know, I think it's selfish to start with. I mean, yes, you're having problems. You're having issues. You're having, you know, mental stuff, whether it's military or not. But think of the harm you're doing to your loved ones. You know, that you need to fight through it. You need to ask for help, whoever it may be, because that's going to affect your family. When you commit suicide, you're gone.
Sure.
You know, you've now eliminated the issues that you're dealing with, and then you've passed them on to your family, to your spouse, to your children, to whatever, that they now have to live the rest of their life with your selfishness.
And I use this as an illustration in my motivational speaking. And
why is Kelly like lacing up gloves?
I don't know. He makes me nervous.
Lacing up gloves. He didn't like what I said.
But I use an analogy as, you know, people always say, well, would you die for your children? And nine out of, I mean, everybody instantly is like, of course, yes. As a male, as a head of household, yeah, I would obviously die for my children. But would you live for them? Meaning, would like dying for them is a selfish act. It's one decision and it's over.
I just said that, right.
But living for them means you change your lifestyle. You get healthy. You live longer so you can give them a better life, a better quality of life. You find more financial stability to give them more experiences.
And I said this 8 years ago, okay? Now I'll get emotional. It's easy to say all of that stuff. It's easy to say if I win $1 billion, I'm going to give you $20 of it. I'm certainly not going to say I'm going to give you half because that would never happen. But it's easy for people to say hypotheticals on a situation that most likely they will never be put in.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Like, I'll take a bullet for you. Right.
I'll jump in front of a train. I'll do the, you know, unfortunately, I have been put in that situation.
Really?
And well, you know what? 8 years ago.
Think about it.
So, it kind of hit me, you know, when my grandson was stillborn. I would have been willing to give up my life for my son and for my grandson. But it's easy to say that. And it's still easy for me to have said it back then because it couldn't happen.
Does that feeling change now that you have a granddaughter? And
that's not that it changed. You know, you can't go back 8 years
in that moment at that
right.
time.
You know, for him to live a long life, you know. But yeah, I wouldn't give up anything right now because of my granddaughter. I mean, she is just a pistol and continues to be.
Would you give up $250 million if you win on Friday?
To who?
To me.
No.
Oh, you said no. You said no to half.
Yeah.
But you didn't say no to a quarter.
I'll give you a quarter.
Done.
A quarter. I'll give you a quarter. All right. I'll go to the car. I'm going to go get 25 pennies. I'll be right back. This is Knockout Radio brought to you by... He even made me shake for a quarter. Brought to you by 8 Men Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
Deal's a deal.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sean Payton. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Pete Banaszak from the Oakland Raiders. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
We should do like a montage. Get a liner from an Oakland Raider. Get a liner somewhere in the 5,000 that I have from a Los Angeles Raider.
Are they the same thing?
And then we'll get one from the Las Vegas Raider.
Is it always going to be Oakland Raiders to you?
No, because they're the Las Vegas Raiders.
Really? Yeah. You're buying into the new brand and the new city?
Well, it is.
I know, but it's not the same.
All right, let's get back to the main reason we're here today, and that's to talk about UFC 277 this weekend in Dallas. On the phone with us right now, headed back over to Dallas, Alex Perez. Alex, how are you?
Good, man. How are you guys doing?
We appreciate your time. Obviously, Wednesday, just the start of another fight week. How do you look at this week? How do you get through the next couple days?
Just business as usual. You know, you got media, you got to do photos, videos, things like that. Get training in for me is just another day.
Do you look at this week, and I've always used this analogy, that it's kind of like the last week of school. And, you know, you're counting down the days, you're counting down the hours, and summer vacation starts on Saturday.
Yeah, actually, that's a good one because, obviously our, like, day we're waiting for is Friday to weigh in and then refuel for Saturday. So that's basically what I'm doing now, just waiting, weight's good and just ready to get on the scale.
Well, and then let me even change that to the fight is your reward, and then the start of summer vacation is Sunday when you can go out and enjoy, you know, whatever your favorite food is or whatever you haven't been able to enjoy over the past couple of weeks or months.
Oh, that's true. I've spent an extra day actually just to eat some barbecue out here.
Barbecue's good there, too, as you know. Speaking of barbecue and food, I love asking this question. It's how fans can get to know you a little bit. You're going to invite four people over for dinner after this weekend when you can eat. Living or passed away, real or fictitious. It can't be, you know, fighters from the gym. It can't be family members because that would be the obvious. What four people are you going to come over and have food with?
Man, I have no idea. Honestly, that was a hard one.
Typically, fighters don't want to talk about fights. They want to talk about other things. That's why I threw that one at you.
I have no idea. Honestly, that's the first time anybody's ever asked me something like that.
Cool. All right. Well, I'll take that as your answer then. Awesome. Give me your thoughts on your opponent.
He's tough. He's one of the best guys in the division. He's on a 2-fight win streak, beat two top guys, so I'm excited to prove myself against them.
When you're preparing for a fight, you know, I know that, you know, some fighters, you know, we just talked to the other Alex a couple minutes ago. Some fighters watch videos, some don't. Some have their teams watch it, some don't. And I always, you know, throw out, is it what they have done or what they can do, or is it more what you're going to do and what you're going to provide on Saturday?
For me, I watch a little bit of film. You just have to be, for me, I just have to be worried or caution of what he's good at. So I like to watch film a little bit, see what he's good at, what he likes to do. And honestly, my game plan is to go in there and just kind of freestyle. Like, you kind of go, like, your body takes over, your mind takes over at a certain point in time. So as long as you know what he's good at, you can try to avoid it as much as possible. But I mean, it's a fist fight, so you're going to run into something
that you're not expecting.
Yeah, unexpected. Sometimes I've fought people before and they're like, oh, this is going to be a game plan, and then second round, third round, you're like, I have no idea what the game plan was, or oh man, this is way different than what we thought.
What is going through your mind, A, as you're walking to the cage, you know, in previous walkouts, because you don't know what it's going to be on Saturday, and two, in the middle of a fight? I mean, are you thinking, or are you just, you know, it's just flowing and you're reacting?
Usually going to the fight, I'm like, man, am I really going to do this right now? I'm going to fight for all these people. And in a fight, my body just takes over. I really just kind of autopilot, and my training takes over.
You know, every time you guys have fights, whether it's at the Apex, you know, whether it's at the casino back in the day, you know, there's fans there getting autographs, getting pictures, and, you know, getting items for their collection. I'm curious, what do you collect, if anything?
For me, I The one thing I collect are wrestling shoes, actually.
Really? I thought you were going to say wrestling, and then that we were going to talk about, you know, WWE and all that stuff. But you just collect wrestling shoes of yours, of family members, of who?
Just all different types. You know, they just like any other sneaker, they make some for a certain amount of time, and then they discontinue them or they take them off the market. So I got a few pairs that I'm doing that with.
That's cool. We've never had anybody say that. Go.
Hey, Alex, this is a post a long time ago, back from February 11th, but it refers to when your fight was called off because you missed weight by 2 pounds. And what have you learned from that experience? Like you know, we've always been critical on this show about, as a professional fighter, you have one job, and that's to make weight. And we understand the strategy of why guys try to go up and bulk and make a better advantage when they do cut. But what have you learned from that experience, and how do you think it's going to make you better for this fight?
Honestly, that you just can't control everything. Sometimes the body just doesn't agree. You know, at that point in time, before I missed weight, I had 5 or 6 cancellations of fights. So it was a whole year of training camp, my body going through a yo-yo and stuff like that. And then, you know, obviously in December before that last fight, I made weight, but then Matt didn't make it to the fight. So, you know, like I said, it was just, you can't control everything. You just kind of just learn, kind of accept it, and go from there.
Because this week we saw William Sosa on the Contender Series miss weight by 10 pounds. So, is that just not even trying? Like, what do you think was going on in that camp?
Honestly, it's hard to say just because you don't know what the guy's going through. I mean, there's no excuse. You know, this is part of our job. And at the end of the day, like, the public eye or no one really cares what happened. They just see the end result or you didn't make weight. So I can't say if he did or didn't try. Who knows? He could have been sick. You know, he's traveling from a different country. Like, little things like that are big things in the weight cutting. So, I mean, like I said, it sucks that he missed weight by that much. But at the end of the day, for me, it's like, man, you really got to get down to control.
Saturday night, UFC 277. Alex, what can the fans expect to see when you get back in there and that octagon door shuts?
They can expect a war. You know, me and Pantoja have a great style. Both come forward. Both like to stand up. So it's going to be a good fight. I'm expecting a performance of the night, you know, but it could be definitely a fan favorite fight.
Going to be good stuff for sure. Thank you very much for your time. Have fun on Saturday. I know that we have your address. We're going to mail you a care package from Ape Man Strong, as well as a package from Right to Track. Really cool food to come in these bags that you can eat at home. You can eat while you're camping. So you'll get both of those packages in the next week or so.
Sounds good. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you for your time. Well, Alex Perez, back in the octagon on Saturday.
People don't understand how hard it is to make weight. I mean, and I agree with Alex. Like, I wake up some mornings like, oh, I'm going to wake up 3 pounds lighter tomorrow. And then I'm like 4 pounds up. I'm like, what happened? All I did was sleep. I didn't put anything in my body. So I get it.
Okay.
But if I was a pro fighter, I would be Clay Guida. I'd have long hair. And that way, if I needed to cut hair off, I would lose a pound.
Yeah, but, you know, I've never asked Clay, and maybe I will. Would he have ever cut it off?
Oh, if he was close or missing weight?
Yeah, see, I don't know if he would.
Because we could all do the Cormier towel grab where he admitted to cheating during his Hall of Fame induction that he grabbed the towel. Is it any different cheating for weight to make a championship fight or cheating with PEDs? Like, I mean, is there a line there where he says that John Jones is a cheater because he used performance-enhancing drugs? But he admitted that he cheated with the weight, and honestly, he shouldn't have been qualified to even win a championship belt.
I mean, honestly, cheating is cheating. You know, so at the time, he said he didn't do it, and people defended him.
Yeah.
So it's very similar. This is going to be a little educational class for you, and I said it that way on purpose. You know, and I've said certain things to you that when people defend you, and then you come out and tell the truth years down the road, what are you now doing to all those friends, family, and fans that defended you? You've now just thrown all of them under the bus.
For sure.
You know, so, well, and again, it's stuff that we've talked about on these long journeys across the country and across the world that we've done, like driving to Daytona Beach for some stupid thing.
Jeep Fest.
Yeah, it was awful.
And that was Jeep Beach.
It was awful.
It was amazing.
It was still awful. But no, I think it's very much the same. It's not to, you know, people are going to say it's not to the same level. You know, John Jones and whoever, when they put whatever in their body, they knew when they were doing it. Well, so did he.
Yeah.
He knew he was going to miss weight.
Yeah.
He did, in my opinion. That's for legal purposes. Then he gets on the scale, the way he stood, the way he, course he knew. And it was cheating.
Did you know that grabbing a towel could take weight off of a scale? Like, did you know that? I mean, I don't know enough about physics and leverage.
I didn't know it at the time, but in a way it makes sense. You know, and that's why they want you to stand in the middle. They don't want you to touch anything because you are able to throw it off by this much or that much. And he was able to pull it off. Hey, big ups to him, because if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
That's true. That's what they say.
Right? I mean, what else could he have done? He pulled the wool over the commission's eyes.
Is there any sport that people don't cheat in?
How do you cheat in darts? Do you weigh the dart down a little, or do you lighten the dart up? And is that legal? You know, I know somebody that plays competitive darts.
Yeah.
And I'll reach out. I don't really want to, but I'll reach out. And I'll find that answer out.
Yeah, I wonder if there is a sport you can't cheat in.
Chess? Is that a sport, first of all?
No, it takes no athleticism.
Okay.
There's got to be athletic. And it can't get better when you drink, like bowling.
Or golf.
Or pool. Or golf. I mean, like, or
well, what's the first name that comes up?
Or water polo.
What's the first name that comes up when you talk golf and you're trying to decide if golf is a sport or not?
Tiger Woods.
No, that's not the first name that comes up.
Oh, Phil Mickelson?
John Daly. That's the first name when you're arguing.
I was going Rodney Dangerfield.
Well, he's the
Caddyshack.
I'm talking about a real golfer.
He is a real golfer. No. He had the best golf bag of all time.
John Daly's is pretty sweet too, because he's still with Loudmouth, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, and his son looks so much like him, not the physique, just, you know, facial, and you know, they beat Tiger and Bobby, Arnie, whatever Tiger's son is, you know, in the father son thing.
Oh yeah.
But, you know, that's always when it's brought up about this is a sport, that's a sport. And we joke, if you can smoke cigarettes and drink beer while you're doing it, is it really a sport? John Daly does both, allegedly.
Yeah.
I'm running, you know, spots for Kevin Hazlett just in case I need him for, you know, saying something that's going to get me in trouble.
I saw the Kevin Hazlett banner out at the beach last week. They're promoting his election coming
up. I saw it outside a grocery store as well. Yeah, I mean, he's getting some support.
See it everywhere. Seeing it all over.
Hey, he's my attorney. He's one of my attorneys.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, I need him.
Yeah, he's been my attorney for a long time.
I got some issues.
Through, you know, the whole network over with Bubba the Love Sponge.
Oh, okay.
You know, because Kevin's always been over there. And every time I've needed a phone call, I pick him up. He responds instantly. And he's a good dude.
I talked to him about hosting an event here for his campaign. So you'll see him soon.
Well, how would I see him if he's here? I'm not going to be here.
You'll be here.
I won't.
You can't be that kind of one-sided loyal friend. Like, can't just have a lawyer there when you need him and not support him for his dream.
I'm supporting him. We're running spots for him. Well, we're talking about
hang out. I got to break bread with him.
Will you be here?
Probably.
Then I'm not coming.
No, I'm definitely going to be here. I've got to support the guy.
Yeah, then I'm not coming. But let me know. I'll do a flyby.
I'll send you a picture
of you and him here together. All right, so UFC 277 is this weekend.
Yes, it is.
In Dallas next weekend, and I'm still not sure. I'm going to pull a Matt.
Oh, last minute?
If I can get a last-minute cheap flight to Vegas,
okay.
I'm going to go to the finales.
Oh, good.
I mean, I want to see him, first of all.
Sure.
And then how ironic, one of the other UFC fighters we have on today, Don Tail Mays, fought Muhammad Usman.
Small world.
Small world.
Well, what day is the final?
It's typically their fights are on Saturday.
Yeah,
pretty much all the time.
Well, the contender series is on Tuesdays.
But that's not.
I know, UFC. But this is UFC Ultimate Fighter. But I didn't know when they're filming for the.
They're not filming. This is live. But this will be at the Apex. This will be Saturday, and you know, three of the four have been on the show.
Yeah.
The only one, both times. You know, she missed. She was training, et cetera, et cetera. So I really want to go. And if I can get a cheap enough flight,
Okay.
I mean, I could go Friday, I could go Saturday, and you know, I've done that before. I've flown out, went to the fight, and flew home.
Yeah.
But I do want to go to these fights.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Are you going to Dallas?
I am not going to Dallas.
That's the greatest fight card of all time.
Who said that?
I don't know. They said they build it up as like the main event.
Okay.
The greatest upset of all time rematch.
It's going to be a good fight. I'm looking forward to
it. Pena versus Nunez.
A lot of people think Amanda's going to walk right through her, and I don't.
Really?
I don't. We'll discuss that and a whole lot more in the second hour. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be back. If you can't hear what I'm trying to say, if you can't be from the same page, maybe I'm going dead, maybe I'm going back, maybe I'm out of my mind. Okay, now he was close, tried to domesticate you, but you're in
is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.